Ray. I love your website. I do have a question, however, on the subject of astrology. I have a friend who is really into astrology and is deterred from Christ due to the church's overwhelming condemnation of it. I really want to witness to her. Though I know and I have researched several scriptures telling us not to seek the heavens for answers, I was wondering if the Bible gives credence to the subject? Thanks, Ray. Very respectfully. Michael.
Dear Michael, first it would be good for both you and your friend to understand just what astrology is and how it is supposed to work and what things can be predicted or accomplished by it. Here is a pretty good site that is short and to the point. Read it. Why do people believe in astrology? Answer, because they want to, no other reason. It is similar, though not completely, to the belief that UFOs are aliens from distant worlds. Is there one shred of tangible proof of this theory? No. Are there unidentified flying objects? Yes, of course there are. Are they intelligent aliens from distant worlds? No. One of the most popular claims to the belief in UFOs goes like this. There are billions of other galaxies, stars, planets, etc. in the universe, so it is absurd to think that we are the only intelligent life in the universe. Now then, what is scientific about that statement? Nothing whatsoever. Astrologers have, at least in the past, suggested that the gravitational pull present in the position of the stars and planets at the time of one's birth somehow affects the future of that child. As one scientist commented on this theory, there is considerably more gravitational pull exerted from the mass of the body of the physician delivering the child than there is in all of the gravitational pull of all the stars and planets combined. So maybe what should be studied is how skinny or how fat is the attending physician at the birth of a child. I'm sorry, Michael, but I have thousands of unanswered emails ahead of yours waiting for a reply. Hope you understand. God be with you, Ray.